Why do we have escalations? We use escalations for a variety of reasons. The top three are, we use it to track when a customer is not satisfied. This can be because of an issue reported by the customer, the client, the servicer. It can also follow up when a customer has a troubleshooter service call within 2 weeks of the original installation. We also use escalations to communicate to our field workers that a CRST Home Solutions process has not been followed, as well as using escalations to track issues for overall business management and improvement. So, as a Phone One agent, you probably understand why escalations are used. What's new about escalations as a Phone Two agent? Well, first off, as a Phone 2 agent, you're going to be taking more servicer-facing calls, which means you're now going to see more types of issues that may result in an escalation. Also, by knowing how to work servicer-facing issues, there are more escalations you're able to work. We ask that Phone 2 agents try to resolve any escalations in real time wherever possible. That means resolving it on the first call with the customer for maximum customer satisfaction. So I'm going to take a few minutes to just walk us through the different types of escalations and what they mean. Most of these will be a review, but you might not have seen some of them in a while as they're more field-facing and not overly common in a Phone One setting. So first of all, let's look at escalations against our servicers. These are escalations opened for the installer in Dolly and will have an ownership of client services. So to start off, we have didn't update job status after installation. This is when a servicer doesn't follow a CRST Home Solutions policy and fails to update the job status after the appointment. Then we have services not complete or below standard. This one should be very familiar. It's just telling us that the servicer did not complete the full scope of work to the customer's satisfaction. We then have fire reported, which is when a fire is reported on site by either the servicer, the customer, or the client. Leak reported gas is used anytime the customer reports a leak of gas, propane, or natural gas. We also have leak reported water, which is any ongoing water leaks reported by the customer or client as a result of our actions on site. Missed appointment is one you're very familiar with, I'm sure. This is a escalation that we use anytime we receive notification on the day of the appointment that the servicer has failed to arrive during the arrival window or is unable to arrive during the arrival window, whether that means arriving before or after the arrival window. We also have didn't provide appointment window or ETA. This means the servicer did not provide an ETA more than 30 minutes before the end of the arrival window, or did not provide a 3-hour window and log that attempt in Dolly by 7 a.m. local time the day of the appointment. We also have didn't notify installs for job exception. This is when the servicer does not inform CRST Home Solutions of any exception issues that happened on site. Things like this include product issues, scheduling conflicts, upsells, anything for which we needed to take action and the servicer did not make us aware. There are a few more escalations against the servicer, including unprofessional behavior, dress code, or vehicle. This is when the servicer does not behave in a professional manner, is not dressed according to our guidelines, doesn't have appropriate ID, or doesn't have an appropriate vehicle for the job. This escalation doesn't get any follow-up, but it does signal our market managers to coach the servicer. Damage to customer property or product is any time we receive a report of damage to the customer's property or product as a result of our servicer's actions on site. These escalations are worked by damage claims. Related to that, we also have damaged in transit, which is when the customer's product is damaged on the way to the job site. These are often caused by inappropriate vehicle use by the servicer or where the servicer fails to secure the product inside the vehicle. Product location unknown is used when the client reports that we do not have a location on product that was released to our servicer. This is normally occurring when the servicer does not return the product due to an on-site issue, or he doesn't notate that we left the product with the customer. theft report. This is any time the customer reports the servicer stole something from their home. This one will also be worked by damage claims. Additionally, we have theft report legal, which is when the customer reports the servicer stole something and the customer has already contacted attorneys. Personal injury incident is used to report any time a person was injured as a result of our actions while we were on site. We have failure to upload proper documents. This escalation is opened automatically by the system when the servicer does not upload a required form in the required amount of time. Resolution Care agents don't open this escalation, but you will close them if the paperwork is uploaded appropriately. And finally, we have store servicer rejected job. This one is opened by the system and is only used for tracking. It tells us that the store primary has rejected the job. We can also open escalations against the client when the client's actions cause the customer to become escalated. There are only a few escalations against the client, but let's review them very quickly. We have product issue, which is when the customer is escalated due to client-provided product being damaged, defective, wrong, missing. We also have client-caused service issue, which is kind of a catch-all where it doesn't really fit inside, normally related to misinformation provided by the client. Wait time at pickup location. This is when the servicer needs to wait for 30 minutes or longer at the pickup location. These are mostly only used for Lowe's IST or Sam's Club, but they are available out there for other clients as well. Always check the workflow. We have client caused scheduling issue. This is when the store creates a scheduling conflict by scheduling outside of CRST Home Solutions policies or by providing the customer wrong information about scheduling. Finally, we have customer unhappy with store experience, and this is where the customer is unhappy with the way they were treated or with the way things went when they were interacting with the store. Some escalations can also be opened against CRST Home Solutions. These escalations will have an ownership of install support. The first one is field management support, which is one I'm sure you are aware of. This is used when the customer is unable to reschedule and the order is scheduled for today or tomorrow. We'll also use this one if the customer has multiple missed appointments. Phone 2 and back office agents are expected to work this one in real time, and if we can't find a resolution within our available time, market managers take over and will help resolve by looking for coverage. We also have the management support escalation, which is used when the customer requests compensation. This brings the order to the attention of management, who will resolve that after the service is completed. Finally, we have customer request sooner date. This is a tracking escalation that you will open any time the customer requests a date that is sooner than what we have available in Dolly. When working with escalation types, please keep in mind that when the customer has multiple issues, pick the most urgent one as the escalation type. We should only open multiple escalations when we have multiple issue types or under very particular circumstances, which will be outlined in that process. Please also keep in mind that it is our goal to resolve escalations in a timely manner, and we are always looking for first call resolution. That means resolving the customer's issue when it's first reported to us.